Hello, and welcome to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Today we continue in our series called The Life You Were Meant to Live. In this series, Pastor Rick looks into the Bible to help you discover the life God planned for you, the life you were meant to live. In just a few moments, we're going to tell you about an amazing opportunity to partner with Daily Hope to share the Word of God with people around the world. You can find out more by going to PastorRick.com while you listen to the message, or text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Right now, here's Pastor Rick Warren with part one of a message called Remembering What Matters Most.
Why do we get overloaded? Why do we allow our bodies, our emotions, our schedules, our budgets to get overloaded? And the answer is always the same. We try to do too much. So then the question becomes, why are we always trying to do so much? And the answer is because we forget what matters most. Instead of focusing on the few things in life that really count, that really matter, that really make a difference, we just try to do everything. And as a result, we get overloaded. Human beings have an amazing capacity to both remember and forget. We remember every single little hurt we've ever had in life, and we always forget the lessons. We have to learn the lessons over and over and over again. So we need to pray like David prayed. God, remind me what's important in life. Help me remember what matters most. Help me to focus on the things that really count. Because when I focus on what really counts, I don't worry about trying to get it all done. And the overload drops. We need to pray what David prayed in Psalm 39 and Psalm 90. There on your outline, he said, Lord, remind me how brief my time on earth will be. Help me to remember how short it is. And then in Psalm 90, he said, teach us to make the most of our time. This morning, I want us to look at three truths that we need to remember to help us focus our lives and to reduce overload. These are not new truths. Everything I'm going to talk about this morning, you already know. But we forget it. We just forget it. And if you would take these three truths and write them down on a little card and make them a daily reminder, put them on your refrigerator, put them on your dashboard in your car, put them up in the mirror in your bedroom or wherever you have a mirror, I don't know, and look at them over and over and over. If you will follow, if you will apply, if you will practice these three truths, you'll have a healthier life. You'll have a happier family. You'll have a more productive business. There will be far fewer divorces and separations in our culture if we will just listen to what God has said about relationships. Number one, the first principle. The best use of life is love. The best use of life is love. 1 Corinthians 14, verse 1 says this. Let love be your highest goal. Circle that, highest goal. Make it your number one priority. Make it your primary objective. Make it your greatest ambition. Make it your life purpose. Don't put it in the top 10. Don't say, yeah, one of the things I want in life is loving relationships. Make it number one. Now, why does God say it's all about love? Why does God say make it your highest goal? Because two reasons. Number one, God says love is what life is all about. Look at the next verse, 1 Corinthians 13, 3 in the Message paraphrase. No matter what I say, what I believe, and what I do, I'm bankrupt without love. Bankrupt. Who wants to be a millionaire?
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in just a moment with the rest of today's lesson. If you've missed any part of today's teaching, you can listen online anytime at PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com.
It doesn't matter how much you work out or how healthy you eat. If you're not feeding and exercising your spirit, you're going to feel run down and tired. You'll run out of gas. You've got to do more than just take care of your body. You've got to energize your spirit. And the best way to do this is with God's Word. That's why Pastor Rick created a Bible study called Re-Energize Your Life. In it, you'll discover how to re-energize your life the way God intended. Step by step, you'll begin a journey of restoration and renewal. You'll benefit from biblical wisdom and learn how to apply it to your life in practical ways. You'll learn how to let Jesus lighten your load and discover the key to a balanced life. Not only will you learn how to relieve stress, Pastor Rick will show you how to discover your purpose and build margin into your schedule. This high-quality, soft-touch vegan leather book is a user-friendly, interactive powerhouse. Its eye-pleasing, colorful pages are packed full of key scriptures and Bible teachings that will dramatically impact your spiritual life forever. Don't settle for a bland existence. Re-energize your life now with this guided experience Bible study from Pastor Rick Warren. Now is the perfect time to partner with Pastor Rick and give a gift to help share the love of Jesus with people everywhere. Because today, your gift will be doubled by a special $10,000 matching grant. But you'll need to act quickly because we only have a few days to meet the match, and any amount not matched will be lost. So give your gift today and double your impact. Just go to PastorRick.com or call 800-600-5004 to have your gift matched up to $10,000. We'll say thanks by sending you Pastor Rick's book called Re-Energize Your Life. That's PastorRick.com or call 800-600-5004.
Once again, here's Pastor Rick.
Now, why does God say it's all about love? Why does God say make it your highest goal? Because two reasons. Number one, God says love is what life is all about. Look at the next verse, 1 Corinthians 13:3 in the Message paraphrase. No matter what I say, what I believe, and what I do, I'm bankrupt without love. Bankrupt. Who wants to be a millionaire? Well, you can have $1 million, and if you don't have love, God says, you're bankrupt. Folks, it is amazing to me that too often we act like loving relationships are something we have to squeeze into our schedule, that we have to find time for quality time, that we have to make time for the people in our lives, that we have to just kind of fit it in to our lives as if loving relationships are an important part, but just another important part of our lives along with many other things. Wrong. God says not that relationships are a part of your life. God doesn't say that loving relationships are an important part of your life. God says loving relationships are your life. That's what life is all about. It's all about love. One day, a guy comes to Jesus and says, I need cliff notes on the Bible. Summarize the Bible for me. And Jesus says, okay, here it is. Love God and love other people. That's it. Love God with all your heart and love your neighbor as yourself. In a word, Jesus is saying the point of life is relationship. It's not about achievement. It's not about acquisition of things. It's about relationship. You miss that, you miss the point of life. That's the bottom line. What matters most are loving relationships. Now, if that's true, why do we always allow our relationships to get the short end of the stick? When we get overloaded, we start skimming relationally, and we fulfill all kinds of other commitments, but we cut back on time with those we love. We don't give our relationships the time, the energy, and the attention they deserve because we're too busy with what we think are more important, pressing matters. Why do we do that? Because we get busy. Because we get preoccupied. Because we get distracted with less important things. And we focus on the urgent rather than on the important. And I hope you know the difference by now. that not everything that's urgent in your life is important in your life. And as a result, we spend all of our time focusing on making a living, getting the job done, finishing the work, paying the bills, making progress, accomplishing the goal, as if that's the point of life. It is not. The point of life, God says, is love. The point of life, God says, is relationships. Now, the other reason why God says you need to focus on it is not just the point of life. He said that's all that's going to last. The only thing that's going to last in your life is love. Everything else is eventually going to burn up. It's going to decay. It's going to fall apart. Notice the next verse, 1 Corinthians 13:13. There are three things that will endure: faith, hope, and love. And the greatest of these is love. If I were to ask you, how many of you want to leave a legacy after you die? You'd all raise your hand. How many of you want to make a difference with your life? You'd all raise your hand. How many of you would like to make a positive influence on this world that outlasts you? You'd all raise your hand. Well, God has shown us how to leave a lasting legacy. God has shown us how to make an enduring impression. It's fill your life with love. He says, faith, hope, and love, these are the things that are going to endure, and the greatest of these is love. He is saying, love, not work, not wealth, is the key to a lasting legacy. It's love. Now, we think that it's our achievements that people are going to remember. I hate to tell you this, but nobody's going to remember your achievements. 5 years from today, nobody's going to care what you've achieved. And every trophy you've ever earned is eventually going to be trashed. You remember all those trophies you got in Little League or Pop Warner or Drama Club, Speech Club? Maybe you got some big bowling trophies. They're all going to be trashed, all your trophies. Well, you don't have any of your grandparents' trophies. Why would you want to keep those? You couldn't care less about them. And people don't really care about your accomplishments. We know this, we just forget it. We know it by watching people when they're dying. I've been around a lot of deathbeds. And in watching people in their closing moments of their life, when they stand on the edge of eternity, they're evaluating their life, I've never had one person say, bring me my diplomas. I want to look at them one more time. Give me that gold watch I got for 25 years of service. Show me my awards. Show me my medals. Nobody asks for them to be brought trophies, because we don't surround our lives with objects when our life is ending. What do we want around us when our life is ending? People. People who love us. People who have a relationship with us. Now, here's the point. You are eventually going to figure out in your final seconds that what matters are relationships. Why don't you figure it out sooner? Why wait until you're on your deathbed to figure out that things don't matter, that the only thing that matters are relationships? Nothing can take the place of a loving relationship. Fame can't, wealth can't, success can't. Success without love is empty. It's hollow. It's depressing. As I said, life is not about achievement and it is not about accomplishment. It is about relationships. When you get to heaven, God is not going to say, now, what was your career? And what did you accomplish in it? God is not going to say, can I see your bank balance and how much you've got in your stocks and bond portfolio? And God is not going to say, oh, and by the way, what were the hobbies that you enjoyed while I put you down on earth? What he's going to say is, how did you treat other people when you're on earth? Go read Matthew 25. He's going to ask, how did you treat other people? So I suggest that from this day forward, for the rest of your life, when you wake up in the morning, you sit down on the edge of your bed, and before you get off that bed, you pray this prayer. God, whether I get anything else done today, and I may not get anything else done, but if all I accomplish today is I spend some time with you and with others. I want to make sure today that I spend some time loving you and loving other people, because that's what life's all about. And if you miss that, you have missed the point of life. And that day is a failure. That day is a waste. And why should God give you any other day if you wasted this one? The greatest use of life is not achievement. It's love. The best use of life is love. The second, the best expression of love is time. Time. You spell love T-I-M-E. 1 John 3:18 says, we must show love through actions that are sincere, not through empty words. If you say you love, but you're not showing any time, you're just kidding yourself. What is the most desired gift of love? You say, diamonds. Ah, wrong answer. Roses? Nope. Chocolate? Fat chance. The most desired gift of love is focused attention. Focused attention. I want to see your eyes, your ears. I want to hear. I want you to give me your time. I want to talk. I want to listen. I want to commune. I want to fellowship. I want you. Focused attention. The greatest gift you can give anybody is your time. Why? It's the most precious and the most desired gift, because your time is your life. Time is your most precious commodity. You only have a certain amount of it. God's already decided the number of seconds, minutes, hours, days, weeks you are going to live. You're not going to get any more of it. You can always get more money, but you cannot get more time. Every time you give someone your time, you are giving them a portion of your life that you will never get back. And that's why the greatest gift you can give someone is your time. Because you can't get it back. Your time is your life. Now, Jesus taught that the essence of relationship is not what we do for each other. And the essence of relationship is not what we give each other, the presents we buy and give. You can do that without having a relationship. But the essence of a relationship is how much we give of ourselves to each other. That's what a relationship is all about, giving yourself. The greatest gift you can give someone is the gift of self. Now, guys, as men, we just don't get this so much of the time. I can't tell you how many guys have said to me, I don't understand it. I provide for my family. They have everything they need. What more could they want? They want you. They want you. Your eyes, your ears, your time, your attention, your presence, your focus. They want you. And nothing can take the place of time. Nothing. Not clothes, not candy, not vacations, not big house, not money. Nothing can take the place of your time. The greatest, the best use of life is love. And the greatest or best use, expression of love is time. And nothing can compensate for it. How many times have you heard me say, we spend all our time working ourselves to death, trying to get money to buy things for our kids, and kids don't need things. Kids need parents who spend time with them. And I want to say to you young couples, if you're not going to raise them, don't have them. Did you know that this last year, 40% of the children of divorced parents went an entire year without seeing their dads? Nothing can take the place of time. All the money in the world can't replace your time. with your wife, your husband, your kids, with those you love. Whenever you give your time, you're making a sacrifice. You're making a sacrifice of your life because your time is your life. But that's what love is all about. It's about sacrifice. Sacrifice is the essence of love. Look at the next verse. Ephesians 5:2. Live a life filled with love, following the example of Christ, who loved you and gave himself as a sacrifice. Circle that. As a sacrifice to take away your sins. I want you to write this sentence down on your outline. If it isn't a sacrifice, it's not real love. Oh, you may call it that, but it's not. If it isn't a sacrifice, it's not real love. You can give without loving, but you cannot love, legitimately love, without giving. And love is the essence of sacrifice.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. If you've missed any part of this message, or if you'd like to find out more about Pastor Rick Warren and this ministry, just visit PastorRick.com, where you can listen online anytime. That's Pastor Rick with two R's in the middle, .com. And be sure to sign up for Rick's free daily email devotional while you're there. Rick will be back to close out our time today, but first, we have some really exciting news. Generous friends of Daily Hope have offered a $10,000 matching grant. That means whatever amount you give to help share the hope of Jesus worldwide will be matched up to $10,000. So 25 becomes 50, 100 becomes 200, and 500 becomes 1,000. Whatever amount you give will be doubled by the grant. But don't wait, because this opportunity will be gone at the end of this week, and we'll miss out on any amount left over from the grant not matched. Here's Pastor Rick to tell you more.
Hi, everybody. Thanks so much for listening today. You know, my hope is that God uses this broadcast to help deepen your relationship with Jesus. Now, these Daily Hope messages are distributed on radio stations and digital platforms all across the globe. And listeners are writing and letting us know that their lives are being changed. They're telling us that they're walking with Jesus and that guilt and fear has been chased from their lives by God's love. You know, relationships are being restored and marriages are being healed. And many people are saying that they found their life purpose. I want to say thank you to you, because we're only able to carry the hope of Jesus to these people all around the world because of gifts from generous listeners like you. I just wanted to say, I am so grateful for those of you who have consistently given throughout this past year. And I can't thank you enough for your prayers and your financial support. Now, I understand in times like these, many of you are unable to give financial support. Hear it from me. That's okay. Because I never want anybody to give unless God leads them to give. That's between you and God, not between you and me, but between you and God. And your prayers are a continual and incredible contribution to this Daily Hope ministry. Now, if you do want to give a financial gift, I've got some really great news to share with you. There's a generous friend of Daily Hope broadcast who is offering to match the amount of your gift. In other words, if you give $20, then that person is combined it with a grant to make your gift $40. Now, if you've never given a gift to Daily Hope, I want you to pray about partnering with us so that together we can continue to share the hope of Jesus throughout the whole world. I love you so much.
Act now, as we only have till this Friday at midnight to meet this match. Just go to PastorRick.com or call 800-600-5004 to have your gift matched up to $10,000. We'll say thanks by sending you Pastor Rick's book called Re-Energize Your Life. That's PastorRick.com or call 800-600-5004. Be sure to join us next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.